Today, Cambodia is celebrating 31 years since the overthrow of the brutal Khmer Rouge regime by invading Vietnamese forces.
A UN-backed genocide tribunal is currently seeking justice for an estimated 1.7 million people who died from execution, overwork, disease and malnutrition as a result of the regime's policies during its four-year rule.
The director of Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia, Sister Denise Coughlin, says that the moral effect of the regime are still present in Cambodian society today.
The Khmer Rouge was a morally bankrupt regime. And during the era immediately after the Khmer Rouge, there were some signs that people were trying to move on to a new way of life. But I don't know. I find this moral bankruptcy still prevalent in the society today. I find it very sad. I suppose my mind's coloured by the Uyghur deportation, being a member of a refugee agency. What's happened just recently gives food for thought, because the Chinese were the ones who supported the Khmer Rouge very strongly. And now, just in these recent days before Christmas, the current government bowed to pressure from China and deported 20 Uyghur refugees, who were the Muslim minority in China, at the request of China. So they infringed the international law, and in return they received a very, very, very big handout of development and loan money from China. So it's like the circle's turned a little bit. The Chinese-backed Khmer Rouge, they left, but now China seems to be coming back and wielding influence here in another way that's just as restrictive of freedom.